Hamilton County Schools is excited to launch Let's Talk HCS.
This is a bi-weekly Hamilton County Schools podcast. I'm David Carroll. I'll be guest hosting throughout the year. And we are excited about doing this. Dr. Robertson, I know this is something you've looked forward to. Why are we doing this podcast?
Our communications department has been pushing me for a while to do this, and I've been quite resistant. But what we've learned is that our community wants to be engaged. They want to know what's going on in Hamilton County, and we thought that this would be a really good avenue to do it in an authentic way, to engage with them, but also with your segment, to do it in a timely manner when things are happening, and to really get information out, but also to get questions in and get those answered.
And this is kind of a pivotal time for Hamilton County Schools. There's a lot going on. Is that one of the reasons you want to do it now?
That for sure. But what we learned last spring is I felt like we've got a lot of people in this community that want to be engaged, that want to be a part of Hamilton County Schools and know what's going on, even if they don't have kids in the district. And so we felt like this is an opportunity to, again, engage them in a real way. But also to find out more about our students. We have some amazing students. We have some amazing teachers. And so in between your every 6 week real talk session, we'll go out to schools. We'll go out to the community, talk to our partners, and try to get some information out.
And I'm going to just roll out numbers that I really don't know for sure. But you have 75 something schools. You have thousands of employees, 45,000 students. And I know sometimes some of them feel like they're on the outside looking in. You think it's important to kind of give them an inside look?
Absolutely. I think people misunderstand how complex this district is when you're running a school district for 45,000 kids with close to 6,000 employees. There's lots of ins and outs. And I know in the first episode with you, we'll probably talk about the opening of school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good example of how complex this district is.
So it's going to be an interesting podcast. Let's talk about the format. What do you have in mind down the road?
So we've got a couple of different sections. You're going to lead Real Talk, and we thought that you would be a great host for this, number one, because the community trusts you, and you're going to ask some hard questions, which is what we want. In between that, we're going to use a biweekly segment to engage with the community, to go do a podcast at schools, to get to know some of our kids, to get to know some of our teachers. We're also going to go out to our community and talk to our partners, talk to our business leaders, maybe even talk to some elected officials to get their opinions and thoughts on public education. We know that public education is the foundation of this community, and we want to make sure that we're getting out there and making sure that we're communicating in an effective way with this community.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. Once every 6 weeks, I'll be hosting Real Talk with Dr. Robertson. I'll be asking the superintendent some timely questions related to what's going on with the district, so you know every episode is going to be different. And we're going to kick it off with our first full-length episode on August 4th. And how can people listen in?
They can listen in wherever they listen to their podcast, on Apple, any form that you do. We're also going to post it on our website and put it out on social media. So any place that you regularly listen to podcasts, you can find it, or you can find it on our social media and website.
Well, Justin, I'm excited about doing this. I know people will want to hear more about the glamorous, rewarding, stress-free world of being a superintendent and all the things that come with it. Yeah. So we'll get started soon.
Thanks for doing this, David.